anyone know what are we talking about? As I told you before, and several times I repeated, Book 5 is very special. Rumi knows that, okay, this is the time to talk about the nonsense. Yeah, there's a lot of nonsense. Somehow we know it, somehow we don't. Somehow some people will experience it, some not, and blah, 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 that. Means let's look at the part that we don't know. Here we talk about what we know. Now let's talk about what we don't know, because we know there is stuff we don't know. That's the bewilderment. We know it's there, and we don't know where and how. We know we can have it, but we don't know how. It happens. Like magic stuff. Okay? He wanted to talk about this. So, what did he do? He started very, very simple. Said, you should realize up to now that here we are not going to talk about the logical information which is in the knowledge. That's not the subject, right? So what is it? We don't know. What shall we do? Your temptation is try to understand it, to learn it, right? This cannot be learned the way you learned everything. How do you learn the stuff? You ask, you will receive some information, then you understand, right? Here, that process doesn't work. So, let go of that thinking system, logical thinking system you had in book 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you remember he started like that? He said there are four birds, four way of thinking that you should kill. Then you understand what I'm talking about. And those four are basic information and knowledge of an animal, right? Here, we don't want to look at it as an animal. So, shut your animal eyes. How is it? There are four stuff. Very simple. It's greed. Wanting everything. Loving the long, long life and exhibition, this self-expression and all that. I said, put all of this aside. What will remain? Only the part of your imagination which you know, because it's in your dream. When you sleep in your dream, what's going on? Everything is going on and nothing is going on. You have no control at all, but there are some times that you know what's going to happen. It's another universe beyond the logic. Is it logical? Who dares to say it is logical? Because who is there who haven't done flying? You fly. You do the bizarre stuff. What is that? And that's a part, a very bizarre part of life. I don't know if you have ever thought about it or not. What is sleeping? Sleeping is a very magical stuff that all animals need it. They do it, all of them. Little fish, tiny fish in the ocean. You go with open eyes, you'll sleep. Why? Because this control machine, if it is in control, everything will be ruined. So this machine should rest. It will be used, but it doesn't make the decisions. Right? So, we understand that there are other stuff. There is something else in this book which you will not notice that much, because it's linguistic. The language in this book is 100% different with the other books. Here, he talks very vulgar, in the harshest words, because somehow he wants to push, to give you the shock, to not to think normal, to be in another mood. That, okay, a gentleman who was talking for 14 years up to this book, and he's that gentleman that does this and that. Suddenly, he starts to talk the worst possible sexual words. He will use them sharp over there. To really, it's not a shock here for us, because now it's 600 years later in Canada. Think about 600 years ago in Turkey. Then you would understand what the shock is. But the people who are sitting here are the people who are here. They don't take the words out, nothing here. They understand that there is another atmosphere here. Okay, after finishing all those stuff that, okay, is this and that and that, you saw another changes in the title of the paragraphs. We were used to follow one story, then another story, then another story. Here, it's not like that. Mainly, he will explain. Explanation, notes, this and that, because the thing that he's talking about is that stuff that we cannot talk about. That difficulty of this argument that everything is here, because we want to talk about the stuff which we don't know really. It's not knowledge. Do you know that sunset is somehow will change your mood? Do you know? No. But it happens. Why? No one knows. Oh yes, we could talk a lot about it. Of course, this is what we want to do here. To talk about those stuff that we don't understand. For example, he started the story of a prophet. Remember? Somebody said, I'm a prophet. And the people wanted to kick him. King called him and said, okay, sit down. Okay, what did you have for food? You're talking like this. That if I had food and everything, I wouldn't do this. He said, but being a prophet is for sharp people. He said, no, the people are silly. The people don't know what they are following. All that, what was all that about? Explanation of the different situations, that how that feeling will come up and how complicated a human being is, because at the end of it you cannot judge that fellow who was the prophet. Was he good or bad? None. He was fantastic because he knew something else. This was just a game in this story. Then, again, back to that old story we had. The lover who will fall in the garden of beloved. Do you remember? Here again we have a lover who was bragging about his attentions and blah blah about the beloved. When you're there, you're boring. What is this? Means even the best thing in a wrong situation is not correct. Things like that, which at the end of the day should give you, first of all, the feeling that yes, yeah, this is how the knowledge is. There is these fields of understanding that human being could understand this, could understand that, could learn that. But there's always beyond it, because we cannot explain everything 100%. Do you remember the rule? Any of you? The rule is that there is always exception. Rule is not absolute. And the exception? That's what it is. That's the field of understanding. That's the way that we want to go. Therefore, he started very sexual stuff, which was explaining what? That sexual stuff you cannot forget, because it was a pornographic stuff. The handmaiden was having sex with a donkey, and the lady saw it and tried it and was killed. Why? Because he didn't notice the barrier that the handmaiden was using, right? The story you will never forget. Hopefully, you will learn what was it all about. Whatever you learn, you should learn it complete. Half learning is dangerous. When your learning is not finished, it's a dangerous situation. You should be careful. Means what? Means your feeling should be always in a state that I don't know it completely. Because what do we know completely 100%? Nothing. Exception is always there. Therefore, we should remember it always, that by learning, we learn it, but we haven't learned it completely. We need to learn more and more. This is something that in this field, because in other fields, there are points of graduation. You graduate. Here, you don't graduate, because there is no graduation ceremony. That was the long, long, long story, right? Now, today we start about another exampling, another little short story, which is actually instruction, which is not even instruction, it's tamsil. Tamsil in Persian language mainly means to bring an example, to show you an example to understand something. That's masal dada. Okay, today's guilt is, who is the guilty party today? You don't volunteer, huh? So you are. Next time, I will remember, will be. But today it's you. Okay.
The instruction given by a sheikh to disciples